Darren, we're here today at Saltex talking everything about cricket ground care. Very important to have good wickets. England out in Bangladesh came across some spinning tracks. Tell us a little bit about their performance there, and then looking forward to India in the Test series.
Well, when you talk about facilities and groundsmanship, the groundsman did exactly what it said on the tin. Bangladesh have got a very young side, very talented spinners. 19-year-old Mehdi Hasan comes on, 19 wickets I think he got in his first series, 3-6 was, which is amazing in those first four games. So I think it was fantastic for him. And they prepared pitches, which England have never ever conquered, playing on turning pitches. Our spinners tend not to bowl as well as they probably should do on it. I don't know whether it's added pressure, but we had a 19-year-old and really not an out-and-out spinner in Shakib Al Hasan, who showed our boys how to do it, and they were fantastic. We didn't play it well. As I said, we've not played it well for a long, long time, many, many years. I think the only time I can remember offhand was when we went there in 2001 and we were losing 1-0 against Pakistan, and we came back to win 2-1. And they had three spinners in their side, and we did the same in Sri Lanka. We went 1-0 down in goal, where it turned square. I think Muralitharan got 16 wickets, and we came back to win 2-1. But since then, we seem to have struggled. Bangladesh definitely knew that was going to be their plan. They got the pitches they wanted. And I think if India are watching, and the groundsmen are watching, and the captain's watching, and the selectors are watching, I know what Adbon will be playing on in India. I don't think they'll turn as much as Bangladesh to start with, but I think as the game goes on, third, fourth, fifth day, I think we're going to see similar conditions. The toss of the coin is going to be vital.
So we're just about to be playing in India.
Already,
Yeah. What are your thoughts of whether we've got an earthly out there?
We've always got a chance. I think I'm never going to write off England. We've got some fantastic players. There's no doubt in that. I mean, Ben Stokes are getting any team in the world. Alistair Cook's record speaks for himself. Joe Root probably needs to do a little bit more away from home. I think he's got 800s in the UK and only two while playing abroad. So I think that those figures need to improve for him to be real top end. It'd be interesting what they do with Ahmed, whether he opens, whether they keep ducking at one, whether they bring Butler in at four, because I think balance is short of confidence. I don't think they can afford to go into the test, first test with him. They're going to make a decision on Rashid. Are they going to stick with Rashid bowling leg spin? I think he was rather disappointing in Bangladesh on pitches which should have suited the leg spinner, whether you're bowling to right or left-hander. Ansari, as a bowler, I don't think he's ready for test cricket yet. So I think they're going to go back to Bhatti. I'm sure they are, because he gives them control. He bowls tight, and if you look at the Indian spinners, Jadeja and Ashwin, one thing they do, I think they only go, especially in Indian conditions, they go for around about 2.4 and over. It's not many, and they've got something like between them in India 200 odd wickets at ridiculous low average. So yeah, it's not going to be easy for us, and they've got guys who play spin well. Kohli, Rehan, Rohit Sharma. When you look at it on paper, you think, yeah, it's going to be very hard for England to get a result. But I would never write off England. I think they have got a fighting spirit about them. They've got world-class players. We just need the other guys, who are not quite world-class yet, to step up to the plate and stake their claim. Ben Duckett showed a terrific character in that second test match. After three failures, to go out and have the confidence to play like that. If he carries on doing that in India, I think we're going to get off to some good starts.
Yeah, I think batting's been disappointing as well as...
It's the collapses, yeah. We tend to go in collapses. How can you be 100 for none and 120 all out, whatever it is, 160 all out? I mean, it just can't happen. It shouldn't happen. And there's too many times, even when I played, where we are a side, England, there have always been a side guilty of collapses. I don't know why. I've no idea. Especially against spin, but we've got to sort it out, because we've got good players. We've got players who can play against spin, but for some reason, whether it's we just get that defensive head on, I don't know. I saw what Ben Stokes were trying to do in the second test match. He tried to change that momentum, he tried to get after them, but his shot selection wasn't ideal. If you're going to do that, your shot selection's got to be better.
I was talking to Graham Swan earlier in the week, and he was saying that they're not, the ECB cricket management aren't taking spin seriously from the club school level all the way up to international level.
Well, they can only bowl six overs. You speak to Mehdi Hasan and he talks about you were bowling 30 overs a day from being 14 and 15 years old. With what they're trying to do in this country, they have it with the fast bowlers and spinners, but they can only bowl six overs. I had a guy tweet me the other day saying, I played with my son, which was fantastic the other day. He said, I'm 40-odd and my son's 17. He said, he could only bowl six overs and I bowl 20 overs. I said, it should be the other way around. He said, but I'm waking up age 40-odd year old, having bowled 20 overs and can't walk. Yet my 16-year-old's fresh as a daisy. He bowled six overs in a spell and that was it. He said it shouldn't be that way. And especially for spinners, I think the more overs you bowl, the more experience you get and the better you get. Because how many times do we hear that spinners get better when they get into their 30s? Gareth Batty, 39. And he's playing for England. Because spinners get older. Where does they get older? They get better. Because they bowl more overs, they need to be out there bowling as many overs as they possibly can in any standard of cricket. That's my personal opinion. I know the sports scientists will tell you otherwise, but spinners especially need to be bowling overs. Fast bowlers need to be protected, of course, or else they end up like me, with one leg, basically. But spinners need to be bowling as much as they possibly can in all conditions.
I think the issue that they have also in English cricket is the fact that when you're young, you're playing just overs cricket, and the better players certainly get to have a go, but the others in the team maybe don't, and there's an issue there with participation.
Yeah, of course, participation is huge. I think what we're seeing as well, and when we talk about England being the best team in T20 and it's the best ever, I've heard ex-sports England cricketers, captains say we're the best ever. To be the best ever, you have to be winning both home and away. And I think what we're seeing from England at the elite level is a team that are very good at home, very strong at home, always have been. But as we saw, if we were to go to a World Cup now in India or Bangladesh, or Dubai, and we're played on pitches like we played against Bangladesh, are we really the best ever? Would we be able to win a tournament in those conditions? I would say no. But I think when he goes back to the grassroots level, the bottom level, and the ECB trying to promote the game and get people to play in cricket, yes, I mean, you don't want to play. It's a fine issue, isn't it? Because you don't want to play in a game where only two bowlers bowl all day. But you also, when they're playing adult cricket, and they're playing at the highest level, you don't want to be limited to six over spells, because once, you know what it's like, most captains out there at club level, you'll bowl six overs and you'll never get another opportunity. And I think young kids, especially spinners, need to be bowling more than six overs a day.